Okay. We're on top there, three lines down. Okay. Omale Rafuna Larabu Bray. Rafuna said to Rabbi's son, my time more. You got it? You with us?
No. Going back to
the
brachas. Say
Beis Omer Aleph.
Basically going back to brachas.
Why brachas?
We discussed about how long to be mefana.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Pei Beis Omer Aleph. We start where we left off yesterday. Pei Beis.
Pei Beis. Okay.
You with us there?
I'm here.
Oh, that's it. Why don't you spend more time in front of Rav Chizda, the Mechadadon Shmaitze? His inyonim are sharp, and he says a good rabbi. Amalei, it's an interesting thing. My Yezel Legabei, why should I go to him? The Chiazilna Legabei, when I go to him, most of Lib, Mili de Almo. He sits me down, and he talks to me about things, Mili de Almo, not Torah things. He told me, Manda Ayala Besakisi, someone goes into Besakisi, Lolesiv Behedya, he shouldn't sit down right away, and then sit down forcefully, because he could hurt himself. Velitruch Tvei, he shouldn't, press too much, shouldn't push too hard. The Haikar Kashta, okay, this again, this is the Gemara's anatomy, it's hard to, not so easy to relate it to our words, but Kakashta is the rectum. The Gemara somehow had that the rectum was held up by three shinaim, so three teeth. Most of them translate as three glands, teeth-like glands that hold the rectum. That's the best I can do. I'm not a big anatomist here. Like a kashto atlas shiniyos, it's like resting on three shinaim. If you press too hard, you sit down too quickly, you can push it, rip it. Dilma mishtamta shini de kakashto, those teeth will slip or break. And the whole, you can have a rectum, can fall out like, vos de sakon. So again, what happened here? Rav Huna says to Rabbi, why don't you go and learn by Rav Chizda? He's a good Rebbe. He says, why should I go there? When I go there, this is what he tells me. He tells me, Hilchos Anatomy, I want to learn Torah. His father tells him, interesting, who osig b'chaye de ber yisa? He's busy with the life of people, meaning with health issues. Vat amir bil d'alma. That you call bil d'alma? That's important. What do you mean? About it, you should go and learn by him. Okay. Back to what we were discussing yesterday. Now, yesterday, what's the thing going on here? On Shabbos. Tzror is a muktzah problem. On the other hand, cheres, we said, yes, they have two problems. It's, first of all, it's a sakoni, you can hurt yourself. Two, there's a problem with kshofim there. So what should you do? Basically, yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan told us, you shouldn't use the cheres on Shabbos. You shouldn't use it because of those problems. Go to the tzor, which is muktzah. I'd rather do that than get involved either in sakon or kshof. Here we have it as a machloike. So you lefon a tzor v'cheres. Again, on Shabbos. Rav Huna omer mekaneach b'tzor, vein mekaneach b'cheres. Use the tzor, don't get involved with the cheres because of sakon. We'll soon see, but the kshof seems to fall off. Shum sakon. Rav Chizda said mekaneach b'cheres, vein mekaneach b'tzor. Better to go with the problem of sakon. It's not such a big thing, and don't use the muktzah on Shabbos. Good. Meisvei. Hoya lefon of tzror v'cheres. Mekaneya b'cheres ve'mekaneya b'tzror. To you of the Rav Huna. So clearly says not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says when you have the tzror and the cheres on Shabbos, even though tzror presents a Shabbos problem, it's muktzah. Go with it. You don't want to get involved in cheres, which is a sakona. Here the Braisa says that you go with the cheres, not with the tzror. And for the Gemara, Tirgum Rafram b'pop kamed chiz daliv Rav Huna. But ogne kalim. Here we're talking about smooth kalim, so there's no sakon. But kids, again, what are we saying here? You have the choice of tzror and cheres. Tzror is muktzah, but cheres has within it a problem of sakona. So we go with the tzror. But if it's a smooth cheres, there's no sakona, and why not opt for the cheres? Now, good, that takes care of sakona. What about kshofim? We said cheres has a kshofim problem. So he's overlooking. I say, Yerchan said yesterday, you go to tzor, you don't want to get kshofim. He's overriding it on Shabbos. If it's only the kshofim problem, you don't worry about it. And the poskim point out about it today, certainly because today we say shlishchichik kshofim, we don't have that so much. Bifrat, the Ramo, we'll soon see the Ramo, says in Simon Gimel that since our bathrooms are not out in the fields, there's not shchichi sheidim, ekshov, we bechal, don't worry about these things anymore. So, okay, of course, today you're not going to go with the muktzah, you'd rather go with the smooth keli. Okay, we don't have the problem altogether, but... What? I'm saying we don't have the problem today, bechal. Okay, now, here's another interesting machlokes. What? What?
Some of the recycled toilet paper.
Yeah, here. Yeah, here. he has in front of him to use either again a tsuror or a sovim, grass. Now Rashi says the problem with grass is that they can cut, they can hurt you. Is again tsuror has the muktzah problem. Rav Chizra Rafim Nuna Chadom and Mekanei Betsuror, better use the muktzah tsuror and Mekanei Basovim. Chadom and Mekanei Basovim and Mekanei Betsuror. Now, so you're telling me that he says you can use the asov meisvei hamekaneir b'dovor shor sholetes bo. Interesting thing. Again, this is not exactly doesn't have a physical explanation so much. But if you mekaneir something that the or can destroy, as opposed to stone or cher, something that won't burn, is shinav atachtonos noishois. Those bottom things will fall out. It's not a wise thing to do it. Now, so what's going on here? Loikasha. We were discussing asovim lachim. Asovim lachim, the or will not be sholeit on because they're wet. And ochanami, dry grass you shouldn't use because of this reason, because the or sholeit bohem. Okay, now just in a quick aside, the Gemara is here saying that you shouldn't use for kinuach anything that will burn. So what do we do? We use paper. So again, the Ramah and Simon Gimel says that all these things do not apply anymore. We're not in the fields, no shadim, and we're not worried about kshofim. All these things today will not apply. Today, everything we use is our sholei bo. Okay. Hanitzruch lefano, somebody who has to go, veinu nifta, and he doesn't. Rav Chizir, Rav Hanina. Chad oma ruach ruach sholetes bo. Ruach, it doesn't mean the ruach ruach from Washington. It means bad breath, because Zerashi explains the stuff that's collecting in your intestines, you're not eliminating. It's rotting, obviously. It's decomposing. And it'll bring up through the mouth a bad smell. That's Ruach Ra. Through the mouth. Chad Oma Ruach Zua Moshe Letas. Well, not just through the mouth, but because the perspiration produced will have a very bad smell. So there'll be a bad smell coming from the whole body. That's a person who holds himself back from eliminating when he has to, not only be a bad breath from the mouth, the whole body will smell bad. Tanya Keman, don't we have a brice like the one who said, Ruazua Moshe Letes Bo Desanyo, Hanitzuch Lenekovov, someone who has to go, Ve'oichel, and he eats, Doime. He's like Latana Shesiku al Gavaforo. Like some, had they stoke up an oven those days, they would put in the wood, burn it, then you'd have the coal and the apron, then you'd cook on that. He dumps more on top of the apron. Same thing, you gotta go, you dump more food on there. That's not, our point is, Vizui Tchilas Ruach Zuamo. This brings on a Ruach Zuamo. So you see, like the Mandomo says, not just a bad breath, it's gonna be a bad smell coming from the whole body. Okay. Hutzrach, here's some advice. Hutzrach liponos, he has to go when he doesn't go, he's constipated. Omer Rav Chizda, now the Gemara was very much had in brochus, was very much into physical exercise will bring on a movement. So Hutzrach liponos when he liponos, he has to go and he can't. So what should he do? We have a visitor. Omer Rav Chizda, Yamoit v'yeshev, Yamo v'yeshev. Stand up, sit down. Rav Chana min Adom, Yistalik l'tzodim. Go to a different corner of the bathroom. You tried here, go to that, try. Rav Himnuno Omar, this we had, if you remember, yesterday. Yimashmesh b'tzor b'osam mokum. So we had yesterday, he said you can do it. You can't do it on Shabbos because it's a configuration to the hair over there. Whatever, you fool around with a tzor. V'rabbonon Amre, Yasiel Daito, take your mind off your problem. If you take your mind off it, you're certainly not going to go. You'll take your mind. Right. He means the other way. You see a daita mitvam acherim. Take your mind off other things. Could be you're not be able to go because you think you got your mind on other things. Take your mind off your other worries and your things, and you'll be able to do what you got to do. Omer Rav Yirmiya midifti ladidi chosli autaya su agoy. One of the eights here was stand up, sit down, a little physical exercise. I saw a goy, he had to go and he couldn't. It come vi yosef, he stood up, sit down, at the shofak today, it'll pour out from him like from a thing. Okay, it's a good laxative. Tana Rabbanan, hanichnas l'sudas kva. What is it? Goy obviously didn't care.
He was busy looking into his Rebbe.
He was in the bathroom, I don't know. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Nichnas L'Sudas Kva. He's going into a big meal, right? He wants to make sure he goes to the bathroom before. He don't want to be embarrassed after walk out in the middle. He wants to make sure he can clean himself out before the meal. Again, it's exercises, the Gemara says, it's how to do it. Yahalich Yud Tomim Shel Arba Arba Amos. Take 10 walks of 4 Amos. That'll get you going. The Amri, some said here, Dalit Pom Shel Eser Eser Amos. Go 4 times, each time 10 Amos. V'nifne, you eliminate. V'nichnas V'yeshiv Mekomos. Sit where you gotta sit. Okay, Cheres, what's the shear for Cheres? Kedelitain ben pitzim lechavei, what did Rabbi Yehuda? Now, Rashi here learns, it's not a short to me. Rashi here learns, pitzim is, could be boards. But you have boards or kairis, right? Beams, whatever it is. And before you build, you have them laid down on the ground in packs. And let's say the space between two of them, so they're going to tend to warp, they're going to bend, so you fill in that space with a piece of cheres. Rashi in other places, I mean, the Rashi in, where is this Rashi, is in Beitza, says, it means the psime psochim, you know, the posts that hold, your door posts, you know what I mean? Or the windows, so you need, sometimes you need filler space, you want to make them even, you know, what they call them, shims, what do you call those pieces of wood you put in to make sure everything is level, whatever it is. Or if they're not straight like that. Okay, it's Cheres went between the wood pieces. Reb Meir Omer, the shear is kidelachtos bo eso ur. To take out from a fire, I mean enough to pick up a coal. Okay? Reb Yossi Omer, kidelachabo bo revias. Piece of cheres that can hold in a revius of water. Omer Reb Meir, afal pi shein raya ladover. I don't have a raya, but zeichel ladover. It's going to bring like a remez from a pasuk in Yishai. It's talking about the churm. It says over there, lo yimotze bimchitoso. It won't be found in the destruction. Cheres, a piece of cheres, lachtos eish miyokut. They won't even be found a piece of cheres to take out a fire from Yokut, from the fire. So you see, it's like a remez that the chshivas of cheres is to take out something from the fire. Omalei Reb Yosi Mishom Raya, from there you're bringing a Raya. The next word of the pasuk, the last of Maya Migeva, or to take out water from a small puddle or a small pool. You bring a Raya that you're right that the shear is to take out fire from the pasuk. That's the pasuk, just like I said. Okay. Now, first of all, you know, who she is bigger, who she is smaller. Reb Meir said it's enough to pick up a coal. He, Reb Yossi, said that it's enough to hold a revius. Pashas, Reb Yossi is a bigger shear. And what do you need to pick up a coal? How much cheres? The cheres to hold a revius already has to be whatever it is. 4 ounces, 3 ounces, whatever it is. So, but says the Gemara, if you read the Pasuk, it doesn't sound that way. What's the Pasuk saying? He's describing the destruction that will be by the Churma. Says there won't even be found in that destruction a piece of cheres that you could pick up a coal with, or a piece of cheres you could pick up some water from. Obviously, the water one is smaller, or else you're talking funny, Yechme. You say there won't be found this, even this won't be found. You're going down. You don't say a small, it'll be such a big destruction, you can't find a small piece of cheres, you won't find a big piece of cheres. That's the way you talk. You go the other way. So if you read the Pasuk, it sounds like the Eish Miyokud is bigger than the Miami Gevet. Pashtus from the Svara sounds the other way. Interesting Gemara. Mistabra in Svara, Shi'ura de Reb Yossi Nofish is bigger. Because Pashtus, Cheres to hold a revius, is bigger than a Cheres to pick up a coal. On the other hand, Umikro from the Pasuk, Shi'ura de Reb Meir Nofish is bigger. These Alkedaita Shi'ura de Reb Yossi Nofish, if you understand that the Shi'ura of Reb Yossi means to take out the water is bigger, look what the Pasuk is saying. Layit lo b'mona zutra. He's cursing him with a mona zutra. V'hoda layit lo b'mona rabba. That's not a way of speaking about the destroying. You're cursing him. There won't even be found a small thing. There also won't be found a big thing. You always talk the other way. Zagdim avad, from the Pasuk, we see the lachs of mayim migeva is smaller. But how could it be? Teretz says that to stick your hand in the fire and pick out a coal, you don't need just a piece of cheres that'll cover the coal. You're going to burn your hand. You need a bigger piece of cheres to get in there and get the coal out. Omer Abaye, lachtois eish mi yekidu gedoyla. You're going into a fire, so you need a bigger piece that you shouldn't be burned. Okay, because Reb Yossi's is smaller. Reb Yosi Yomer Mishom Raya. Now, Lechura, in terms of the remez of the Pasuk, he's right, Reb Yosi. What did Meir say? I have a remez in the Pasuk that it has to do with taking out from the fire. Because it says, Lach the Zeish Miyakoy, Yokut. That's a right. The Pasuk also says what I said, Lach of Mayim Migeve. So the Meir say, he's saying good. I mean, what do Meir mean by that? Reb Yosi Yomer Mishom Raya, Shapikom Reb Yosi Yomer. Right. How you bring a remez to this? It says both of them there. Reb Meir Lomer Boyiko Omer. The Pasuk saying like this, Lo me boyo midi de choshev le'inshi de lo l'shtakach le. Certainly something that has some shivas won't be found. But even something irrelevant that has no shivas won't be found there. But the thing that has, we need for Shabbos, the thing that has chashivas. So the thing that has chashivas is eish miyakoy. El afilu midi de lo choshev le'inshi lo l'shtakach le. That's how we read the Pasuk. Okay. Amar Reb Akiva went to a new world. Right? There's a tumas magen, a tumas masa. Tumas masa means if I pick up the thing that's tome, not touching it, I'm tome. How do you know that avoid zora has tumas masa like a nido? Shenema says in the pasuk, what? Tizrim kimay dova, spread them. Talking about the avoid zora, it's the short tizrim. Spread them out like dova, like a nido. Say Toimalo, go and tell them. The Pasuk is comparing Avodah Zorah to a nido. Ma nido metamo b'maso, af Avodah Zorah metamo b'maso. How do you know a nido is metamo b'maso? You're about to tell me, Manny. Let me tell it, because it's my job. Because nido is compared to a zov. It says that v'hadova b'nidosu v'hazov v'zoivoy. And zov, it says v'hanoisei oisom, after a whole list. Okay, now, you were about to ask me, I know, just it's early in the morning. What in the world is this doing here? What's going on over here? We're in the middle of Shabbos, we're in the middle of a list of things for Shabbos, we're going to continue that list. How did Rav Akiva far arayin here? If Rashi says a strange thing, that's the truth. Rashi says, we're going to now have a few Mishnah Minayans, these kind of things with Psugim. On Daf Pei Vov, which starts the Sugi of Shavuos, which you're going to learn on Friday and Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Minayan Shemach, one of the last thing is, not the next last thing, Minayan Shemachitzen Esamila Miyam Shalish Shchalios B'Shabbos. How do you know that you wash the baby on the third day? I mean that the third day is important. Then we learn it from the Pasuk by Shechem over there. Now that relates to Shabbos. Because later we have Reb Lezer de Mila, a whole perek of, a Mila, and these are look. So because of that, we already brought this. To which Tosfos says that's a very strange thing. That should have been first. And number two, it should have been brought in the 19th perek, not here. It's not nothing to do with us here. Tosfos says a simple thing. This Pasuk, Tizraim Kimoy Dovo, is the next Pasuk after the Pasuk of Lachtas Eishmi Yokud Lachs of Mayim Migevet. So once we were handling that Pasuk in Yeshai, we continue. It happens to be the next Pasuk, the second Pasuk right after that. Okay, meantime, the Gemara gets off on a major tangent here in Tyrus and this Asik. Tanan Hosom. Misha Hoya Basil Koisloi, Somuch Lavoida Zora. Your neighbors were a church. So you share a common wall with Avodah Zorah. V'nofol, you know what I mean? Good neighbors, good fences, my good neighbor. I don't know what you're doing next to the church, but anyway. Very good story. Once in my... never happened. Either way, but it was interesting. Tanan also. No, we didn't start the yeshiva. Maybe if we did it, what would have fallen down? Maybe he's right. That could be. Okay. Mishoya Koisla Somach Avodah Zorah V'nofol. Okay, now what do you do? You want to rebuild your wall. Now, by rebuilding your wall, you're also rebuilding the wall of the Avodah Zorah. It's also the Banoisa. Because you're helping the Avodah Zorah. Ketzad Yasa, what do? You have to move in a certain amount. You have to move in Dalar Amas, then put up your wall. You have to give that much space. Ketzad Yasa, Koinus Latoy Shaloy Dalar Amas, Lubayna. Okay. Now, Hoya Shaloy Vishal Avodah Zorah. What if the land, every soil, maybe soil. You could sit here. You have to go into Golos. What if the land that the wall was sitting on, as often it was in the Gemara's time, was a split? They didn't make the wall on the property. They make the law half-half. Each of us gave up half. So let's say the wall was 2 amas thick. That means it was sitting 1 ama on my land and 1 ama on David Zora's land. Is need merz on merz, so we deal it half and half. And I only have to... Yeah, it doesn't say. doesn't say. Pasha is the first keystone was completely on my land. No, I'm sorry, completely on the Avodah Zorah's land. The point is, you have to move, you have to give four amos on your property before you build your wall. So if the thing is, it's half an ale, let's say it's two, so it's one, you have to move in three. That's all it says. Merzel, merzel. Avona, now here we get into other. By the way, the Gemara and Avodah Zorah, here's the interesting thing, you know, you're... Here's your wall between you and the Avodah Zorah. So it falls down. I'm telling you, basically move in. So he said, you're basically helping the Avodah Zorah. You're giving them an extra 4 hours of space over there. By moving in, they're going to use that. You can't use it. You're putting your wall over there. You're basically giving ground. You're separating because we want it clear. You're not building a wall for them. That's true. But Lamaisa, you're giving them 4 hours of property they can now use. What? What? What's going to happen? But you're pulling it. They're not going to take it. What? What are you going to get? The county? They're going to get the marshal? Oh, no, marshals. You know, you move your wall in. That's it. It's over. What's stopping anybody? You're moving your wall. Zog the Gemara, you should use it for a bathroom. Make it into a base. You got to do something to make sure they don't move in. Okay, not our problem now. Our problem is the tumor. Now let's remember, what's a sheretz metame? Mago and not maso. Correct. I have to be able to see you. You know? Anyway, mago not maso. Amish says metame maso. It's a machloikus. So the Tanakhama said it's like a sheretz, meaning mago. Shenemar, he has a cheshbon too. Shaketz to shaktzen. That's going on Avodah Zorah. But sheketz can also mean a sheretz. So they see in that a comparison to sheretz. Sheretz has maga, not masa. Comes Reb Akiva, that's our Mishnah. No, Omi Kenido, it's more. Shenemar Tizrim Kimedova, Manida, Metama Bemasa, Avodah Zorah, Metama Bemasa. So Lechur, we have a machloik is here. Tanakhama says maga, like sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says maso like nido. Okay, now we have a piece of Gemara which is not at all clear what it means or what it's doing here. It looks like a shtigla garata before we get to the point. Omar Rabbo, that's we'll go that way. Tais has a different shab. We'll go that way. Must have learned that way. Omar Rabbo, Tizrein, the Omar Kro. He's saying pshan de pause. What does it mean? Spread it out. Nakrinu minoch kizar. Make it strange to you like a zar. Not Pasha Tizra means to spread out. He's putting in the word zar in there. Nakrino, make it like a noch. Get rid of it. Say tomar lo. He kones al tomar lo. Get it out. Don't bring it in. There's many, many pshatim in that. Many achronim go to pshat zay because in Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah that belongs to a goy, there's something called bitl Avodah Zorah. You can make it ois Avodah Zorah. What? Right. This pasuk happens to be talking about Avodah Zorah Shel Yisroel. Avodah Zorah Shel Yisroel is Ein Lo Bitl El Lomis. That's what Rav is emphasizing. Say Toim Aloy. Say Toim Aloy. Kone Sal Tomel. There's no way to get it back. Don't make a mistake. They say, no, it's a nidu. You can't make it a nidu. And what's the quality of a nidu? It's Yesh Lo Heter. A nidu is an error, but in a week she has a heter. She comes back. Say, be careful. Does it not krino? It's not a nidu. He's not coming back. Because they're talking about Avodah Zorah Shel Yisroel. Say Toim Aloy, Kone, they'll never be a Yesh Lehetar. So some Achorayim learn. Some don't even have the whole gear, so that those lines are there. It doesn't clear what it's doing here. Okay, but now let's get to our point. Seemingly, we have a Machloikis, Tanakamo, and Reb Akiva in the severity of the tomb of Avodah Zorah. He says it's like a Sheretz. He says it's like a Nida. Now let's just backstep a minute. We're going to have two short them here. Let's get a simple thing here. Maso, mago we know you touch it. Maso we also know, you have to support it. We learned in Nido, Zob, these people, there's another chumra in their tomb. It's called Evan Mismo, Evan Misama. When I was a kid, they told me Evan Mismo, he claims it's Evan Misama, whatever it is, that thing, anyway. Basically, what that means is that the big machlokes Rashi tells all over the place what it means. Rashi learns it means you have a big stone sitting on stilts, whatever you call it, and under there is the thing. What? Okay, whatever. And the tumor's on top, and the tire is on the bottom. Now that's not masa, because I'm not supporting it. He's a special zeris hakos of ever mismo. Now that doesn't mace. The mace has masa. Doesn't have a mismo. Zov, neither those people, the special people have it. Taisus doesn't like that. Taisus learns it means the stone is directly on, let's say, the bed, the mishkov. It's directly on it. Just it's such a big stone that when the zov is on top, the pressure is not felt. That's the chiddush. Rashi is much further, right? It's machlal not connected. Taisus doesn't like that. Okay, so in Zav, Nid and Zav are equivalent. They not only have Maso, they have the heavy Maso, they have Even Mismo. So let's see the Machloikas. Omar Rabbo. Not the way we read it. We read it, Tanakama says no Maso. Remember, Kiva says Maso. That's not what's going on over here. Bimaso de kule amolo pligi de matama. Everybody holds this Maso. Why? Because there's a hekesh to Nido. What should I do? Do iskash le Nido. Keep ligi beven mismo. That's the machloikis. Does Avodah Zorah get the special Maso of Nido? Reb Akiva saw a kinida mamish like a Nido. Ma Nido metama beven mismo. Af Avodah Zorah metama beven mismo. What did Rabbanon say? You're right, there's a hekesh to Nido. But there's also a hekesh to Sheketz. So I have to balance. So I say Nido gives me Maso. Sheretz takes off the Even Mismo. And I remain just with Maso. That's how Rabbah learns. I'm sorry. Rabbanon Savri Kisheretz. Ma Sheretz Lamitame Bevin Mismo. Avavoidazo Lamitame Bevin Mismo. Good. So basically, what the Rabbah is saying is we have two Hekeshim here. We got to play one against the other. So the Rabbanon are saying Agutazach. If you had only need, I'd go all the way. Masa plus Even Mismo. Here I have Sheretz, which doesn't have Masa at all. I make the Pshara. Neither gives Masa. Sheretz takes off Even Mismo. So I reign with Masa without Even Mismo. Reb Akiva goes all the way. It's mamish like a Neither with Even Mismo. So what do I do with that Hekesh to Sheretz? That the Mishamshei Avodah Zorah don't have Tumas Maso, I mean, they're mamish like a Sheretz, they have only Tumas Mago. Now, Ule Rabbonon, Lamai Hilchus Oiskish Lenido, what's the heck? Okay, obviously, for Maso, because Sheretz would only get Mago. Neither gives me Maso. Frank the Gemara, good question here. What are you telling me now? According to Rabbanon, what comes out? You have Maso, you don't have Even Mismo. Why? Because you did a double Hekish. You have Nido that has Maso and Even Mismo. You have Sheretz that doesn't have Maso at all. Since you have a double Hekish, I put it in the middle and I give it Maso without Even Mismo. Why did not have to do that? Just make a Hekish to Nevela. There are things like that. Nevela has Maso without Even Mismo. Why did you have to make a construction like that? Make it to Nido, which has Even Mismo. But then I have Sheretz, so I pull it back. Make a Hekish to Nevela, straight. The reason you went to Nido was Masa. But you're not giving it all of Masa, because you're taking off Even Mismo with the Sheretz. Go straight to Nevela. The Luksha Rachmona in Nevela. Enoch and Amu, we could have done it. But the Torah tells another halacha. There's another reason why it's Hukish Lanida. Als the Cheshbin of Masa. The Nach didn't have to go through this whole thing and make a Nida, and then you have the Pesach of Sheretz. You could have just made it to Nevela. There's something else I'm learning from Nido. Eloma Nido Eino Leivorim, Af Avodah Zorah Eino Leivorim. Nido is not Metama Leivorim. What I mean, Nido is not Metama Leivorim. Rachmona, you chop off the arm of a Nido. Will it have too much Nido? No. It'll have Tumas Eivim and Achai, it will have. It's no worse than any other Eivim and Achai, Eivim and Amesim, Tamei B'masim. But it doesn't have the din of a Nido, won't have Even Mismo. So just like Nido is only when you have the whole Nido, so too Avodah Zorah is not Metamo Leivorim. If you have what they call an Avodah Zorah Chulius, we had it back there. It's made up of parts, you screw them together. You unscrew one part, that will not have Tumas Avodah Zorah. Frank de Gemara. The Elohod boy Rav Chama Bar Gurya, we're going to have soon that Rav Chama Bar Gurya had a Shiloh. Avodah Zorah, yesh nalevorim? Oh, ain't nalevorim. It's going to be an Amud Beis right over here. How could he have such a Shiloh? It's clear in the Rabbonon is not to talk about. In the Rabbonon, we have this playoff between Sheretz and Nido. Right? We remain with Masa. So we said, what do you need all that for? Just go straight to Nevela. The answer is, I need Nida to tell me, Eino Leivorim. So how could he have had a Shaila? Yesh Leivorim, Eino Leivorim. They're born and it's Muchach, Eino Leivorim. Oh, the boy, Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Avodah Zorah, Yesh Leivorim, Eino Leivorim. Tishit Leime, oh, the Rabbonon, Eino Leivorim. So that's very good. That's in the Rabbonon. But in Reb Akiva, what's going on over here? In Reb Akiva, I have a full Hekish to Nida. Maso and Even Mismo. Sheretz is only for the Mishamshim. He wants to know, Reb Akiva, do I go all the way? Meaning, Nida's giving me Chumras. Can I also pull a Kula out of Nida or not? That was a Shaila Reb Akiva, but in Rabbonon, obviously it's Eino Leivorim, or else I have nothing to do with Nida. Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Alibi Reb Akiva Boilo. That's system number one. We're reviewing now. The machloek is not as simple as we thought. Everybody holds this masa. The shaila is it a heavy masa of Evan Mismo? And the setup is a simple one. There's a hekesh to Nido, there's a hekesh to Sheretz. Rabbonin say, Nido should give me Evan Mismo. Sheretz should give me nothing, only maga. I put it right in the middle. I take from Nido, I take masa, and from Sheretz, I pull back the Evan Mismo. Finished. I could have done that with Neveli, you're right. Nida throws in Ein Alei Vorim. Reb Akiva goes heavy to Nida. Everything is Nida. Sheretz is used only for Mishamshim, which has no Masa at all. And Eivorim's Takai Shaila. I just want to throw in here before we... Sleight of hand, that was the visit. And the ganze Tumas Avodah Zarah is at the Rabbonon. All this business we have here is all Asmachtas. When they come at the very end, the ganze Tumas Avodah Zarah is at the Rabbonon. And that's why many say, but he was supposed to drink in my dog. Supposed to kinach. What happened to the Rekabodim? This is all Cheshbenis in the Rabbonon. It's very interesting. Sugyat, because the Gemara Mamish works it as if it would be the Raisis in the technical Limudum. I mean, the whole thing is the Rabbonon. It's all in the world of Asmachtas.
Why is the wall more funded than Meshamshin? According to Rabbi Kiva, Meshamshin are only Kesheretz.
Right.
But yet, Rabbi Kiva said that...
Tosfos says it wasn't Meshamshin. They worshipped the wall itself. Tosfos, they worshipped the wall itself. Not only that. It's worse than that. It's a strange case. Because with the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Mitbalt Lan Avodah Zarah, Nachad Yira too. Yeah, broke his mut, a machleik, it's a mut, so it broke. Zog Tosfos here, they worshipped every stone. So nothing broke. Yeah, well, because they throw this. Here they mamish worshipped every stone in the wall. So every stone, it's not broken. Every stone is a bazunda with a zori. You're right. What's the whole case can be? That's what he says on top of it. It's a strange case. A definitely strange case. Every Evan and every eight, every piece of stone and every piece of, what do you call it? A beam was worshipped separately. So each ashtikal avoid a zori itself. A strange case. But that's the place, top place. Good. Now, that's system number one. Now comes a Belezer with another system. He moves it back to where we thought before. That nobody has Evan Mismo. The Machloikis is what you have Maso. Now, move it back one step, basically. When his Reb Akiva becomes what was before the Rabbonim, meaning it's Maso in between, and the Rabbonim move completely out. They go completely to Sheretz. Reb Elezer Omar, Evan Mismo, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, forget about it, the Lomatama, that's out. Keep Pligi B'Maso. Does it have Maso altogether? Reb Akiva Sova, Kinido, Manida Matama B'Maso, Favedizora Matama B'Maso. V'rabbonon savre kisheretz. My sheretz lo metamo b'maso. Af avodizor lo metamo b'maso. Now, he is not so clear, but the simpler way to learn is that Rabbi Akiva made a statement in Rabbi Elazar. He went to Nido and he got maso. So why didn't he get Evan Mismo? He's going, forget it. No one holds Evan Mismo. Rabbi Akiva went straight to Nido for maso. He went straight to sheretz for maga. No, if he went straight to Nido, why didn't he pick up Evan Mismo too? Here's a funny thing. The way Tais learns here, it's Misvara he held. Again, we're in the Rabbanan world here. Misvara he held, you wouldn't go that, even though you're going to Nida, that extreme of Chumra you're not going to take. It's a Misvara, you don't go that far. That's an extreme thing in Nida and Zova. It's only the three or four tumas in the world have it. You don't go that far. Fine. Good. So now, there doesn't seem to be a play here at all. Rabbi Akiva goes straight with Nida. Just he doesn't take the full choymer of Nida, so Maso. The Rabbanon goes straight with Sheretz, so it's Maga. No, so now we have the obvious question. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with Sheretz? What do we do with that Hekesh? Rabbi Akiva, like Hilchus Iskus L'Sheretz, Vaitel L'Mishamshim, like we said before. That Mishamshim have only Maga. V'Rabbanon, L'may Hilchus Iskus L'Nida. What are you going to do with Nida? Like we said before, Ma Nida Ein Levor, Ma Fodazor Ein Levor. Now in Rabbi Akiva, we have the same question we had before in the Rabbanon. At the end of the day, bottom line, Avodah Zarah is Masa. So go straight to the veil, like we said before. The answer will be again the same thing, Ein Alei Vorim. So now we have both of them holding Ein Alei Vorim. Now, Rav Chama Bar Guy is in real trouble. Before we said that the Rabbonim come out with Ein Alei Vorim, what's Rav Chama Bar Guy clearing his shot? We said he holds like Rabbi Akiva. In the Rebbe Lezer system, everybody holds Ein Alei Vorim, basically. Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilch Zishka, Lenil, Masa, Luk Shalin, Avelo, Enochanami. Now you're Aftzoris. That means Sider Rabbonon and Sider Akiva use Nida to tell me Ein Levorim. So what was Rav Chama Bar Guy having a Shaila? It has to be Ein Levorim. Elohod boy Rav Chama. Okay, I'm going against the rules. Bet Rishus. 10 extra lines. was not enough. There's a Issa Bal Taisa for learning or not. It's Psalta Shaila Minor. Anyway, Elohod Boy Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Avayde Zori, Yeshin Leivorim, Leivorim, Tifshet Lei Meho, Beinle Rabbonim, Beinle Rav Akiva, Deine Leivorim. Zog the Gemara, the obvious answer. That's in Rebbe Loza's system. Rav Chama Bar Gurya understood like Rabbah. According to Rabbah, in Rabbonim, state before Rishayna Leivorim. In Rav Akiva, is a question mark. He wanted to know that question mark. Rav Chama Bar Gurya ki Rabbah Masli, Ubu Alo Aliba de Rav Akiva.